One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
I went around that truck and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I'm Brian Merkel.
I'm Brian Shipper.
And I'm Mike Dre.
How about that? There's three of us in this studio today and it's awesome to have Mike in studio with us and, you know, co-hosting with us, and we're kind of adding on to the little crew here we got going on, and it's cool to do that. So anyway, if you have a crazy and wild story that you would like to share with us from the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com, or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Shipper, you want to tell them about the buy me a coffee thingy?
The buy me a coffee thingy?
Buy me a
coffee thingy at buymeacoffeethingy.com.
There you go. He's so serious.
What is it? Buy me a coffee at
buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Keep it positive.
Keep us fueled. Keep us caffeinated. If you like what's going on, how dysfunctional the show works.
Yeah.
Follow simple prompts. Feel free to contribute. Thanks for looking.
Nicely done.
You like that?
I do. Short, sweet, that was simple. Very good. Short, sweet, to the point. That was really good. Well, today, right now, at this moment, we don't have any interviews. We're actually doing a break room show. So welcome to the break room show. Welcome to Mike. Welcome to Shipper. And how's everybody doing?
Living the dream.
Fantastic. Shipper, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
That's awesome. How are those glow-in-the-dark eyeballs working for you? The new peepers.
Fine.
That's fantastic. Fine. They do look weird when the sun hits them. I can see it from
Stop
here.
Stop looking at me.
You know, it's just your eyes are drawing me
got
in,
the
brother.
Sparkle in his eyes.
You got it. yes, sir. So how was vacation, Mike?
Fantastic. Oh, sucks to be back.
It does, doesn't it?
3 weeks off is rough. I don't know if I'm going to do that to myself again.
You need a hip surgery.
Yeah, take the full 12. Because I only had 4, and it was like, I really don't want to come back.
It doesn't take more than about a week for you to start feeling that way.
Yeah, although it was better this year now that I'm on days. Because I've been taking the 3 weeks in September off since I got my full vacation when I hit my 20 years there. Yeah. And I did it at when I worked at night because I just wanted to be a human for 3 weeks.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And so our Outer Banks was always like right in the middle. So I had a whole week to acclimate myself to sleeping at night like a human again, go on vacation. And I had the whole week before I come back to trying to stay up a little later every day.
Right. Start swinging yourself the other way. Get that pendulum now, going the opposite.
Now that it was just days all the time, it wasn't as bad coming back on from that. But
that's awesome.
I don't know, man. That's this whole working thing. I got to rethink it.
It does suck, doesn't it? I know what you mean. This whole working thing is just overrated.
Just got to buy more lot of it.
Owning a house is overrated. You know, really?
Yeah, the owning a house thing. I mean, I'm glad my mortgage is paid off, but every time I turn around, this isn't working right.
Yeah. Mm.
Now the heat pump is going to be giving us problems.
Really?
Well, it's the condensation thing. So now that the air conditioning's kind of stopped, that's going to go away. I have to get it looked at before next summer. I know what it is. It's just I don't work on those things. I get a man to come and fix things
for
me.
That's right.
I do.
You know a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Do you? That's helpful, though. It's helpful to have a guy.
It is.
You know? Gotta have a guy for everything. Gotta have a guy for everything.
You do.
Roof, kitchen, the bathroom. You know, because she gets blocked, there ain't nobody happy.
I got a roof guy.
I got an outhouse, dude. Everybody's fine.
I parked out back today when I came here. That was the first time I noticed you have an actual outhouse.
I do. Yep. That's, wow. It's even got a concrete, you know, frame.
Really?
You know, foundation.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. They spared no expense when they built that.
They went all the way, man. Even the sidewalk.
That's the old saying, a brick shop. It's a concrete one.
Yep.
Tornado could come through here, and that'll be the only thing standing.
That's right. That is our bunker. That's where we go to hold on. Hold on, hun.
Why does our bunker smell so bad?
It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, well, you get used to the smell after a while.
You do. You stand in there for a while, and it's all right. You know, you get to visit with the bees, especially if it's summertime. In the wintertime, not so much a lot. But
my grandparents had an outhouse. And it wasn't quite that fancy, though, with the
It's a two-seater, concrete. Dude.
It's a two-seater. It is.
I never understood it. It's two separate hole sizes, little for kids and adults, and I had no idea that's the reality. It's two. Yep. I mean, it's had
that's me live inside, from the outhouse.
That's right.
It's like a sports car outdoor studio.
That's the sports version of an outhouse. It's a two door car. This is a two seat outhouse.
It's a two seater.
She's a coupe.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, God.
All these cool things you learn out here in the country. You know, like I had no idea that that's what that was, but that's what it is.
I was surprised at how deep some of those holes are for the attic because my cousin got my great grandmother's house, and when he redid it, he wanted to fill in. And, you know, he got a backhoe and was just like, it just kept. Where is this? They made the joke that they used to poop into hell because it's just so deep. He couldn't believe how much he had. He finally stopped with the dirt. He started throwing stone.
Yeah. Anything that bulks up, you know.
Yeah. So he started, they finally got it filled in because they want to level it out.
But. Eight triaxles later.
We got it done.
Well, my great grandfather was scared that he was going to run out of room. So he really made it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know how they dug a hole that deep back in the early 1900s.
Well, you figure once you dig the hole, you can't re-dig it. Right. You know,
so. Well, you could. You just don't want it.
Ain't anybody coming around with a suck truck, you know?
Yeah, not back then.
Not back then. There was no septic tank cleaners.
I think that house was
built. No honey dippers.
No.
That house was built in 18-something with a cornerstone. Stone. And then the only thing left of it now really is the foundation is still the rocks, the stacked rocks with the mortar. Although my cousin wishes he would have just tore the whole damn thing down and started from scratch. It probably would have been way cheaper.
Oh, my word.
But they wanted to save the shell of the house and everything.
Next time, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I wish I would have bulldozed the whole damn thing.
We'll start from scratch. You got the land, you know, what the heck. Yeah. You know, you got the property. That's,
They have a couple acres. That house is beautiful. I mean, beautiful now, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he'd have close to $1 million in the house.
Wow.
Because it's gorgeous now compared to what it was. But it used to be back in the day, it was, you know, that my great grandparents had money because they had a pretty big dairy farm. So the house is apparently really nice. I was way too young. You know, I was only about 4 years old when they had the fire and the whole thing burnt down. Wow. And then after that, everything just kind of went to crap. My great grandfather died not long after that. And And my grandmother, she stayed around for like another early 90s. She passed away. And then the house sat there, not being used for years and years and years until my cousins took it over. And he's like, all right, we're going to fix this thing up. Her husband said, we're going to fix this thing up. Wow. And he did most of the work himself, which was very impressive. But it took him like 3.5 years to get it to where he could live in the house.
If I could find the time.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of like our terminal.
Doing what we do for a living is just not happening. You know, it's like, yeah. It's like our terminal. It's just sitting there empty.
I went on vacation. I went for 3 weeks. I think, oh, by the time I come back, we're going to be in that new terminal.
Should be done.
I come back. The only thing that's done is they painted some lines for the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're driving over those lines. By the time we're ready to use a door, we're not going to know the numbers for that side.
And they're dropping trailers on top of them diagonal. So they're going to rip up all that paint.
Exactly.
And I thought about that. I'm like, why wouldn't you just put the straight trucks, on the side there that we drive? Just spitballing.
No. There you go. You know,
you're thinking, don't do that.
Yeah.
Won't do that.
But whatever.
That way, if you want to use that the trailer brush, you know, you got to make that S kind of get in there, you know, at the end of the straight.
Yeah, track. That's a dumb spot for that stupid.
Isn't it? That's the thing you look at. You're like, who thought this thing through?
Plus,
nobody.
On that one side of the terminal, you get a bunch of 53 footers. That's going to be fun to back in there.
That is going
to
be tough.
I mean, we're professionals, so we'll get it done. But I see a whole lot of trailers getting scraped and placards getting ripped off.
Oh, you know what they'll say. I can hear it already. Well, we're only going to put 45s on that side until, you know.
What do we have, 4 45-footer trailers in the terminal?
Right. Unless they're going to get all the straight trucks on that side. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be some, because that's what they said when we went down to Norristown. When they moved the Oaks terminal to the new one. With the really tight doors. Well, we're going to stagger them. We're going to have, a straight truck and a trailer and a straight truck and a trailer. And how long did that last? About a day.
And then you get yelled at. You didn't shock your wheels.
Yeah.
My big ass can't get in there.
There's
3 inches. How am I supposed to fit there?
You think I'm going to walk all the way to the end of the building, get on my knees, crawl underneath all these trailers to get to mine?
Well, Dean said he didn't want us crawling underneath trailers anyway. Exactly. So I'm not. And then they yell at you when you got to drag the landing gear out because you can't get to it.
Because these guys drop them too high. I cannot figure that. Like my truck, no matter where I find a trailer, I don't care if it's in Allentown, I don't care what terminal, it doesn't matter. They're always dropped too high. And I've had them check my fifth wheel, check the height on it. And like, no, we adjusted it. It's the right height. They checked it again. And yet everyone I go to hook up to, I don't know what these guys do. I don't know if they drop these trucks and they start cranking the landing gear and they crank it till they're on the ground and then a little more. I don't know what's going on.
The Ross guys, when they drop everything so freaking high.
Oh, my word, yeah.
I mean, I think their trucks are higher. I think they're just trucks are sitting. Because when I relay with the guy up in Fishkill, he got good and he's like, oh, I dropped it really low. So he's like, he has to leave like 2 inches of light underneath the landing gear just so.
I wonder if they have 24s on their trucks.
I don't know, but they drop. Yeah, I mean, they're high.
22.5s.
They're really high.
Why does he always get so technical?
I know.
We got 24s. We got 22.5s.
They got bigger tires.
They got more biggers.
Their tires are more bigger than
their
ours.
Tires done swelled up.
Yeah.
We'll put it in layman's terms for you, okay?
I have no idea what the size tires on our truck are. They're black and they're round.
And they're big.
And they hold air.
No, when I used to go up there, that used to be the big issue. We actually took, Brian and I took tires up to Ross in case trailers got flat tires so they could switch them because at the old building, they didn't have a garage.
They don't have one at this one either, do they?
But it's there. There's a garage there, but they don't have any.
They work on the trucks.
They get a company to come in and they do simple stuff.
Whatever.
I never
but
saw
that was the whole thing. They had an outside repair unit. Facility come over and they would change the tires but then they changed the tires they literally were taking a tire off a Ross trailer and putting it on ours until they realized the trailers had different sized tires.
It was
I was like, I'm like, you're kidding me, right? Nope, we're
nobody
not.
Read the numbers, huh?
That'll
work.
Looks good.
Yeah,
there you go. That's hilarious. I did not know that. So
I never thought that their tires would be bigger. I thought their trucks were just Yeah, they all have those Freightliners that, right. that they're running. I thought
well, that was before they had all them Gucci Freightliners. I mean, I was like, when they made that switch after I got off that run,
yeah.
all of a sudden, poof, it like, you know, they planted Freightliner seeds and they all appeared.
They don't even own,
you know, there was no scrap tractors. It was all brand new.
Well, like, they're, wow. they're all leased. All the twin screws, I think, for Ross are leased. They have the single axles that they bought. But all the twin screws, right. which is what they use on line haul, they lease them. I think Ryder or Penske.
Oh,
because the guy said I had to go to. I think it's Penske. He's like I had to go to Penske to get a light right. fix because they're not allowed to work on the truck. You know, they don't own them. Wow, you got a light out, they have to run to them to get a headlight change. Or
how close is that? Do you know?
Who cares? It ain't us.
Yeah. But I'm just sitting there waiting at the relay for the guy. But yeah, they're usually waiting on me when I do the relay.
Say it's not so, Joe.
Come on.
Because I don't leave till 7 o'clock. Because if it's slow like that, they don't get that second load done until 7 o'clock.
Wow.
So there's no reason. That's why I don't bother coming in early.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's why. I mean, when Shipper was doing it, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he did it. Did he ever tell you the week that he did it for
I knew he did it.
Albert?
You did it for the early guy.
Yeah. How many hours did it take you to do that run, Ship?
I was back before Kyle got back from lunch.
What time did you start?
Four.
Yeah.
Oh God, so early.
Kyle, each day, Kyle just looks at his watch, looks at me.
See ya. Yeah. Well, you were missing all the traffic.
But the day that I actually beat him, he was behind me, and I pulled in, and he pulls in. He just looks at me and he just shook his head. And then at the end of the week, I says, "So, can you check to see if I had any videos?" You know, because I thought for sure I was pegged. He checked. He says, and he saw this one pickup truck that, you know, cut right in front of me. He says, wow, that was close. Never lifted.
That happens.
No videos.
Yeah.
I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
If you can leave early enough, you could probably avoid all the headaches.
Yeah. If you can leave at like 10 o'clock.
You were getting up past Stanbury, so you didn't have to go through the scale house.
Oh, no. 6:59. I'm on my app there. Close. I'm coming up this side. Ting.
Oh.
Pull in. Good morning.
I've already sat in that, even if I'm not getting inspected, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
To get through to
Wow.
When Bowers and I used to do it, I used to hit the lunch clock at the bottom of the hill until I got all the way up the hill and around and through the scale. Lunch over.
That's one way to do it.
I don't know if you said it on.
You just have to spend 30 minutes. That's all.
Edit that.
Yeah, edit nothing. I'll be the first one to tell you. I've already done the lunch on 91 and sitting in front of an accident.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that already. But whenever I get up to Ross, as soon as I pull in the yard, on duty yard moves.
Right.
I wait for my half an hour to be over.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That was another thing. I never knew about.
How the daytime lunch?
How the daytime
works.
Side worked, and about the lunch. Do you want to start a lunch or whatever?
That's such a pain. And if you mess up, the screen locks, and you can't go back. You can't go forward.
Really?
Yeah. The logs are okay, but like your manifest screen, it won't let you because I accidentally hit it, and it's like, oh no, I'm going to go back. Nope. Now the whole screen is like says skip your lunch, but it doesn't give you an option.
Wow.
To go back and skip it.
So you have to wait a half an hour for it to unlock.
Nope.
Then.
I just drive. My logs are good yet. It knows when the truck's moving.
Right.
Okay.
But I can't, when I get back to the terminal, I can't like end my manifest there. That's their problem. I'm always bringing back an empty anyway. Right. It's not like they're looking for.
No. I brought back freight.
Well, you were the first one. The first guy usually brings back freight. I maybe once.
Yeah.
I brought back anything because I'm always bringing. I don't know how we make any money off of that. I mean, I always have a full load going up, but there's nothing coming back.
I don't care as long as it pays me out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me too much either. But I don't know how. But yeah, and yesterday there was five. So Scotty McElroy.
Wow, five going up.
Yeah, and nothing. I mean, I don't know if Albert brings anything back. He does most days, I guess.
I brought 2,600 pounds back last night. This morning. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We must be making good money.
I took 27,000 pounds up.
Yeah, we take everything. Yeah. So much shit is going up into New England, but nothing's coming out.
There's nothing up there.
It's like Florida. They're an inbound. That's an inbound area.
It's an inbound state. It's crazy. I've wondered that myself often, you know, but.
Because even up at Sutton, you know, I haven't been there in a long time now, but I mean, as I go up there, they give us like six skids with a big day.
That's it.
Very rarely, the only time I got, you know, any kind of load out of there is, I forget what the shipper was, but they only ship like once a week, once every 2 weeks. And then you get a full load, full trailer. And that's when they had me do the relay. So I had all potting the freight
soil.
From.
They used to get potting soil up there.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. So they, I come in and I have like eight or nine skids that I picked up at West Springfield when I did the combo. I get up there, I have to leave all the West Springfield freight. So I took it further north. I got to leave it there because they're giving me a full trailer.
That makes a lot of sense, right?
But they like doing that combo yet.
Yeah. Oh, and they still, yeah. Gary did it 4 days this week.
Gary's doing it.
Yeah. He took it this time.
I don't think he'll take it next time.
I've had that conversation a couple of times.
That's a time suck.
Oh, I mean,
it pays pretty good, but it is.
Nothing pays that
good. You enjoy working 13 and a half hours a day.
Every day. It just, no, I'm just at that point in life where it's like, I don't want to work that hard anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's just too many days that long once in a while or one day a week or, you know, whatever. But
one of the reasons I took the daytime, I wanted to work less hours.
Yeah. Cause
really like 10 and a half hours, you should be able to do that running.
Yes.
I was like, that's long enough for me. But now since I took the second one,
10 and a half,
you should, I mean, nine. Without. Well, yeah, I hit more traffic.
You're talking daytime, yeah.
Yeah, I hit way more traffic than you do. At night, yeah, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Like
9 hours tops. Easy, yeah. 10 is like, you know, you're really dragging your feet or something happened.
It's 10 hours on a normal day, no problems, but there are none of them.
Yeah, because the first time I went up, I saw that sign, you know, was it like 10 miles to Hartford, 49 minutes.
Yeah, that's all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're reverting back to the old days. Left lane.
And it's three lanes wide.
Yeah.
Hey, like, how many people work in Hartford? I mean, I know there's a lot of big buildings in there, so it takes a lot of people to fill them. But holy cow.
Well, look at Hellertown every day. It is backed up from 33.
Yeah, that much. What happens? The day I got back late with your truck, I went back. I'm like, what happened? It's
every day.
What goes on in Hellertown? What business is there?
It's every day in both directions.
There's an industrial park right there. Walmart, McKesson.
But I don't even see a whole lot of people getting off at Hellertown, like coming west. There's nobody getting off at Hellertown.
Nobody's really
just volume of traffic for a two-lane interstate.
Right.
That could be four lanes. It would probably still be backed up.
Yes.
There's just the volume of vehicles going through there. And it's every freaking day.
And they don't know how to drive.
I add an extra half an hour to my... when I think I'm going to get back, just because I know Hellertown between 4:30 and 7 o'clock is just like that in both directions. Every day, all day. It's just
I noticed when I come into work, it's still eastbound is, you know, elbow to asshole coming up the hill there.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand. Yes. I just don't understand. It's
all right, bumper to bumper.
No, it's okay. it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's just...
And they wait. It's like, this is the thing I don't get. This is one of the things, one of my own personal pet peeves is they wait till 7 o'clock at night to start road construction.
Right.
Why don't we wait till 10 o'clock? Why don't you wait till traffic clears out a little bit? Well, no, we're not ruining anybody's night then. Yeah. You know?
Start at 7, I would be done at 3 a.m. I got 8 hours, bud.
At the way, with as many cones as they put out, they start at 7 and get done putting the cones out at 3 a.m. They've got miles and miles and miles of cones.
Then they just circle back.
Circle back around. All right, Peppermint Patty.
It makes you think why the hell they got to have 6 miles before the actual... up on 84 during the day, they're working under the overpasses on some of these things. So I don't know what they're doing, changing light bulbs or scraping paint or whatever the hell they're doing.
Right.
They got to close it down for miles before that.
Yep.
So they're going to have two bucket trucks underneath the thing there. You just caused a 10-mile backup, cost me 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Why? Do it like a mile before.
Yep. And then the speed is reduced to 35 miles an hour. And so nobody's rolling through there.
And these idiots don't know how to.
No, they're rolling through there at 15. Just to be safe.
It's like here in PA.
And then emerging, nobody knows.
They don't know how to merge.
You got the guy out there at 78 there with his red magic wand. Oh, slow down. You posted the sign 55 miles an hour through the construction. Maybe you ought to change the sign. Okay? Otherwise, we're doing 55 mile an hour.
Except for everybody in front of you who's doing 15. because he's slowing you all down, and they slow down.
Yeah, they always go like this. It's like,
yeah,
I'm doing
them, and then I go like this to them too. Bye.
It's like, what do you want? Oh my word, it's ridiculous. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand why they start so early. Because then, like, I'm coming back on. I think it was Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
They're still working on 78.
They're still paving going eastbound.
At 6 o'clock. I mean, the traffic gets backed up. I'm coming back from Washington, and traffic is backed up all the way back
to
they're paving at the 19,
and it's backed up at 15 where Grimes is. Yeah.
Hey, what the freaking heck are you people doing? It's 6 o'clock. It's rush is starting, dude.
And it's like fall. Every year is when they pick it up, man. Everything is under control. I thought they would do that shit in the summer, but I guess no. We got to take the summer off, I guess, now.
Right. It's like, well, everybody's on vacation. You know, everybody's checking in and out. They don't have enough guys to cover all the shifts. So now, you know, they wait till fall. Everybody's done vacationing. And we got to get it all done by Thanksgiving. Apparently, that seems to be the thing. I don't know what happens in October. It's like all of a sudden, like you just said.
Well, it's the big rush before winter, because then the roads get smooth if we get snow. Because all the potholes get leveled off. No, this is great. And
slippery, but it's good. Yeah, at least it's smooth.
At least I stay in my seat.
Right.
Some of these freaking roads. Coming out here at 78, going up the hill there before New Smithville. I don't know how.
My word.
That has gotten much worse.
They patched the whole half mile now. You get a good half mile running start there.
It's only taken
them
2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even in my car, I haven't driven out there in a while now because I haven't gone out to Harrisburg in a while. Right. But coming with my car, I'm like, oh, my.
It's horrible. Like, yeah. You are correct, sir.
And you wonder why when you get your car inspected, you need ball joints. Get the hell out.
Yeah, no kidding. You driving
Where
PA,
do I send
do
that building for the state of Pennsylvania?
They look at you and say, you driving PA, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10,000 miles, new shocks, new ball joints, new struts, everything.
Well, it's like I did with the Blazer. You know, I had to bring that in because I heard the squeak finally. And, oh, yeah, upper ball joints, lower ball joints, you know. Rebuild the front end. We're good to go.
Keep it for another 20 years, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
If the body lasts.
I can run that. You know, trust me.
It will last.
I don't care if it's a Fred Flintstone mobile. It's going to last.
Spray foam?
No. We don't even play with that. We just let it ride.
Got a case of Rust-Oleum in the car.
There you go. Cover it up. It's all gooder.
We just let it ride. As long as I got my state inspection license, my vehicle's going to run.
Again, do you really want to be saying that?
I don't give a shit.
Who licenses those things?
Who? What?
The state inspection. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a guy that comes around, like a guy?
No.
Is there like Stan, the guy that comes around and makes sure you're doing your job right as a inspection guy?
I only had the inspection guy when I took my test, and that was 45 years ago.
Because I'm getting my car inspected at shipper's
place. I know, right? That's something.
Why do you think I keep a car 20 some years?
I should have freaking kept a Toyota.
There's a workaround on that.
Could have gotten $400,000 out of it. Holy crap. 45 years ago, dude. How old are you?
Yeah,
for the love of Pete.
Older than dirt.
I don't know. Yeah, apparently.
I've seen some dirt out here that's younger than me.
My house is younger than you. My house was built in 1915.
Yeah, no.
1915?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's old.
Any additions like to it, or is this the original house? Is usually houses built back then were really small. And
well, I think
it was the size of the outhouse, and he just started putting one room on at a time.
That was the original house, right there.
That's where they started.
The back garage was the workshop.
They won the lottery and built this. That was, I think, like the main square of the house was the original, and then I think that the kitchen, like this from
that
this
back
wall
half, yeah,
our bedroom and the back half, that's added. I think that's added because it's like a double brick wall there.
Yeah,
don't understand why, but that's probably other than that
firewall
firewall,
yeah.
That fire code now.
Yeah, so yeah, I think that,
well,
so
you see the three houses on the way in here that burned to the ground. Obviously, code. You know, Shoeville Fire Department isn't the first to come. It's usually Hamburg.
We're a little slow on the draw.
I want whoever built that chimney at that one. I want them to build my house.
Still standing.
Hey, nothing wrong with that thing.
It's the only thing standing. But
sad thing about it, that house burned because it was a chimney fire.
No, but this little brown house over here, they did have a chimney fire like years ago, because then it was empty for a while and then somebody else bought it. I'm like, why? Why would you? Because it's like, I mean, it's right on the river. And if you look at that yard, the backside of that house is like, there's no ground there.
The river wall?
Wow. Yeah, the river is the wall. It's like, yeah. I don't know. It's like,
the gouge is on fire again. They got a water source right there.
Yeah. But yeah.
You just go in the backyard, throw some buckets on it.
If you're smart, you just push the whole thing into the river. Yeah. But it's a small house. And they did have a chimney fire once years ago before they, and then whoever had it moved out and it was empty for a while. And then these people moved in. And, you know, everybody's nice in the neighborhood. I don't talk to anybody, so everybody's nice as far as I'm concerned.
I don't talk to anybody in my neighborhood.
It's my plan. Wave. That's it. Yeah. I'm a waver.
Our the last neighbor I talked to,
give
really.
The number one signal.
Last neighbor in my neighborhood. Never
know. When they're out there on 4th of July blowing off fireworks and I'm trying to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
Oh, it does tick you off.
Our neighbors right beside us were the last ones that really talked to us, and now they stopped talking to us, and we really don't know why. So my wife is more upset about it than I am. I'm like, fine. I don't even, now I don't even have to lift my hand to wave anymore.
Exactly. It just takes a lot of stress off of me.
They put all their political signs out there because they're Harris and Waltz people. And
sorry for their loss.
So they have I actually put that on Facebook. I said, I always knew my neighbors were nuts. Now it's confirmed. But they have all that stuff up there. So I never put political signs in my yard. I just don't like doing it.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
This time I did. I bought 3 nice-sized Trump signs, put in my yard, and we bought letters that are this big. Trump 2024. I put it right across the front of their house, you know, so it's facing the street. So their stuff is blocked out. And then my other neighbor, who I had no idea. I talked to her dad once. She's a young girl, single mother, just moved in. When we did that, she put a big American flag and a big Trump flag on the back of her shed. So it's like everything is blocked out from them. And I was like, talking to us before, I don't think they're going to talk to us now.
They ain't opening up now. That's for sure. But you know, I'm totally, that's why I love being in between.
I would go one further with them. I would put a sign out, sanctuary house, that way.
Right away, you gotta go there, don't you?
Just saying. You know, people gotta know where to go in case of emergency.
Case of emergency.
Come the 21st, they're gonna be scattering.
All the other houses have the NRA signs. We're gonna skip that one. That one's a liberal. You know, he don't have a gun.
Go there. We're going there.
I had. I had.
There goes this three listeners.
This woman. Okay, it's a woman that's running for Congress, and I knew who she was, and she come knocking on my door on a Sunday about 1 o'clock. To me,
that's a bad day.
That's Sunday morning.
Yep.
You know, it's 1 hour before NASCAR. It's countdown the green. Okay. She's knocking on the door. I'm so and so, and I know she went to Freedom High School and she came back from college just to be a Democrat. So, so she said, what are your political views?
Wow, that was a mistake.
I looked at her. I says, you don't have enough time. I says, you're a Democrat. I don't have time for people like you. Good day.
Not to mention,
I says, I don't have enough time in the day to explain what all went wrong.
The religious man that shipper is, he said, this is my Sabbath.
Yes. NASCAR, half hour.
I know how shipper is.
I just laughed.
Have to be a fly on the wall for that one, though.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
I'm going to hang out on the door for a while. Listen.
Are you guys getting all the political calls and texts? Holy.
Yep.
I got one on the way here. And you hang up and it's that he's like, hello, can I talk to you about, they use not Susan Wilde. Who's the other one? Well, whoever, the one that's around me, they got my phone number and they keep calling
and they're using it.
And I just, most of the time I'll hang up and during the week, I won't even answer cause I'm at work. But today I was like, yeah, tell me more. And I heard him start talking, click, and I flipped it off. I was like, I'm just tired of the texting, the constant texting.
Text messages.
I'm getting a whole bunch of shit. Trump. Well, no, it's
I'm about EV stuff. Well, oh, really? You know, about electric vehicles and let me see what the heck.
I got a whole bunch of stuff from the Republican Party out where, you know, the pushing of the electric vehicle and everything is like, you're texting the wrong person.
Do you hear those key words? The pushing of the electric vehicle. Because why? There's not enough stations to charge them.
I don't want to lose that thing. I don't want to lose that tech. I'll look at it later. But no, I'm getting goofy electric vehicle stuff. I'm getting NRA stuff. I'm getting Republican Party stuff. I'm getting Democrat Party stuff. I'm like, I'm not an independent. I don't want everybody's crap.
Yeah, see, I'm registered independent. That's why I get everybody's.
I figure I'm just going to go.
No, you and Russell Scott.
See, I'm so out of it. I don't even know who that is.
Russell.
Lionel
Russell.
Russ out in Lionel.
Oh, that's his last name.
Hey, Scott. You know Russ.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I know Russ.
His brother Mike lives up there in Scranton. There. Runs Dunder Mifflin. Papers.
That reference I got.
He did. Believe it or not, I had to explain it to him. And he's like, how old are you? I'm like, how old are you? You don't know The Office.
I had no idea that was his last name. That's why I didn't either.
The first time he said to me, I'm like, who's Russell Scott?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Russell. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
I go to Hazel, I'm going to slap your brother up there in Scranton when I see him.
That who's that? I used to watch the show, but I probably wouldn't have got that reference either if I didn't watch the show.
Oh my God.
I never watched the show.
Google it. It's like the most watched show next to MASH, for crying out loud.
I've tried. I've tried to watch the show. I don't get it. Like, I don't get that awkward silence.
It's kind of like Seinfeld. It's a show about nothing. And this show.
I kind of reckon, exactly. I kind of reckon it like work. You know, that awkward silence when our supervisor walks down and tells us something like, your load's not ready yet. And then you get that awkward silence, you know.
Tell me something I don't know.
should I say what's on my mind, or should I just nod my head and say, okay.
Free time? Can we get this? Being that, you know, I'm not getting paid. Is this like free conversation time now?
Yeah, I've learned now it's better just close the mouth and walk away and go outside and yell.
Keeps you from getting in trouble. Yes. What's my trailer number? I'll go hook up. Oh. I did get my picture. You know, I got my little the picture of my manifest.
Oh, is Ben still doing that?
Oh yeah, he still does that. We still get the pictures.
That's actually kind of nice.
It was nice.
It was cute at the beginning, but when you're still there 45 minutes later, it's not so cute so much.
Could have used the time. I could have walked around the building and find my trailer. Like, it's like a trailer hunt. You know, let's do that.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, no. And this is what blows my mind. Well, why aren't you hooked up yet? What's the rush?
Apparently, we're not in any hurry.
If I go hook up, then I got to come back here and wait 20 more minutes for paperwork.
Right.
Because we only have one person doing that. And I mean, it's not like somebody I know in another terminal that can do 20 manifests in 15 minutes. No, we can order a pizza and our manifest will get done as soon as Domino's delivers the pizza.
That's right. 30 minutes
from the
or
time
less.
The paper's punched. I can order a pizza. The pizza beats the manifest.
And I don't understand why the road manifest takes so long. They get the city
ones
done.
I'll tell you why.
Zip, 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 and they're done.
That's why. It's called the guy scanning gun. Scan it, scan the door, scan the trailer, scan the freight, boom, hit print, goodbye.
Yeah, we were going to have dock automation like 20 years ago. I heard about that stuff where everything is going to be no more pen and paper. Yeah. And now they're talking about it again. And I kind of chuckled in the meeting that I was
No, we just hire people that are homeschooled. You know, first, we got to have them write the 10 digits out first. See if we can read them. Okay,
that's
step
gonna
one.
That's
okay, now we got trailer numbers that have an H and a T. Some of them HT, some of them just T.
Some of them are P.
Yeah, true that too.
Yeah.
And an R occasionally because of the rack trailer.
N-U, T-U.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of
stuff. We have to know at least half the alphabet. We have to know several letters in the alphabet.
Or they put an RT, but is that an R or is that an H? So they put
that just means red trailer.
Yeah.
Red truck.
For not teaching grammar and for not teaching penmanship anymore. You know, they're asking a lot of these young people to come out right now.
They don't.
They don't teach them. No.
You know my motto.
Have you seen their handwriting?
You know my motto. Yeah. If they don't know how to read, if they can't write, short their check. Because that's one thing they know how to figure out. They can figure any number out that's got to do with their paycheck, that's but they can't figure any other number out that have to do with anything else.
Yeah, that is one of those. That's one of those things that you look at and you're like, how do you
people? You shorted me 2 miles. And?
All right, Woody.
You're going there? Oh, my God.
He's going to hear this.
I don't care.
I guess I stirred up a whole pile of shit.
Yes, you did. I mean, that is one thing I do feel sorry for the people upstairs that have to try and read that handwriting, read the numbers, read the weights. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't believe we still do a pen and paper.
Yeah, we're still doing it that way. Yeah. And I don't mean any disrespect. I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, but holy moly. You know,
we have to be one of the last carriers that still do it like that. Because, I mean, everything is.
Central Transport has barcodes.
Really? Wow.
Scan the door. You back into the same door every night.
I like
you have an assigned door. Your trailer, has an assigned door.
You know? Well,
ask Javon. He was there. He was there from
really?
The. Yeah, he worked there.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that'll be interesting to find that out about him. I didn't know.
Maybe if we ever get
Mike
that
Switzer
other part
worked
of the
there. When they bought Vitran, I wasn't working there. And that terminal is only a half mile from my house. Wow. I'd sell hot dogs on the street before I'd go to work for them.
Wow.
If we ever get
there's your plug for Central Transport.
Yeah.
If we ever get the other part of that terminal open up, maybe we can have assigned doors and stuff. But I just don't see that working with the way we do things. But
I can be going into Harrisburg, and they can send me a door 2 hours before I get there. I can go to Washington. He sends me a door before I get there. I can go to anywhere except our terminal.
Here's the kicker with that. With Central, they don't assign the doors in Bath. Michigan assigns the doors. So the guy in Michigan has nothing to do with that terminal, but he does that.
You know what they got?
That's your door.
You know what they got in Michigan? A clairvoyant.
No.
Where is he at? How close is the terminal?
Plus the bridge. No. Every night. That's your door. According to Switzer, that's your door.
Well, at least you get used to
that. And he used to bitch because every time they back a trailer and they drop it high on him, and he has to crank the dog shit out of the landing gear to get it down to hit the fifth wheel that he can get under it to hook it. He has to move it. You know, Mike, how he's, you know, subtle about things.
Yeah.
Can I move the trailer? No. No. That's your assigned door.
This part of the podcast sponsored by Central Freight.
Yeah.
There you go.
The little yellow truck's always on the side of the road broke down.
What color is that?
Well, all depends
does
how your head.
Know?
No, because if your headlights hit it, it changes colors. It's like a lime green.
I guess it depends on how dirty it is. It's sometimes yellow, sometimes like a.
It's like an iridescent, weird. I'm like, is that like? Did you just look at the shirts that the guys on the highway are wearing and went and said, "Let's go with that"?
If it's brand new, they look like that, and then after a while, they have like a mustardy.
That's a week.
Yellow.
Usually a fender's knocked off.
I have not been able to figure that out. What color? Who came up with that one? I mean, that's a heck of a color they got going. At least you see the truck coming.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no getting away from that. You know, it glows in the dark.
I seen it's a bunch amazing. Of them pulling old yellow trailers. Well, like the newer of the yellow.
Old yeller. Yeah.
Which is another, it's another company I didn't understand. Your company's called Yellow. What color are your trucks?
It's more of an orange.
Because they were called yellow because they were from the yellow taxi cab company. That's the origin. Look at the grassroots of how it started, for crying out loud. Come on now.
There were a bunch of taxi drivers?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
You're doing some learning here. Yeah.
They can at least paint their trucks the same color.
Why?
Because it's called yellow.
Oh.
It's like, did they have a modern kid go and not know their colors yet? So they were like, that's yellow. That's
at
close.
At that time, orange is yellow. Was the yellow?
Was the yellow? Yeah. That was yellow. Yeah. That was the. It's the. New
it's
yellow.
Like orange is the new black.
Whatever.
Everybody, Schneider and Pyle, you know, the new pumpkins. Put them in a pumpkin patch.
And now they got like gray trucks.
Yeah,
like a brown gray.
Well, that's because they don't want to see the pumpkins in the patch down there in Carlisle.
Back when I learned how to drive, I mean, they were the cab overs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the orange cab overs. And
talk to me, Randy. How was that?
I'm not that. I don't go back that far. You know,
I never drove a cab over tractor. I drove a cab over straight truck already, and it was horrible.
Yep.
Well, I told you about that story on the first podcast. Mm-hmm. How the thing broke and the cab. flipped over while I hit the brake. Yeah. I never want to do that again.
Yeah.
Good thing you were strapped in.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Face plant.
Never quite, didn't quite touch the road, but it was close. Yeah.
That's scary when you're in it and going, watching it come up.
Yeah, and I never really thought much about it either until that happened. I was like, "Hey, you're always just a little hook holding that thing."
And then you wonder why you see one of those straps wrapped around from the frame up over the roof to the other side.
That's the chin strap holding it down.
Strap. That's a fire company did. They put a bunch of ratchet straps to get the, because it wouldn't stay. It wouldn't. They flipped it up and it was so damaged. It wouldn't stay. So they to tow nice. It. They just. It's a bunch of ratchet straps from the bumper all the way to the back to the frame and just to get it towed.
We're good.
Safety first.
You're good to go. Go ahead through the way station.
Okay to run.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, those are the days, man. Those are the days.
I don't miss those. I was making no money. I'm driving for Lutron Electronic, making no money. Now I guess they finally realized they got to pay a proper CDL driver.
Well, hey, Trump gets in. Line haul is going all back to hourly. We will eliminate, this is Trump's promise if in Ohio. We will eliminate all videos. We will get paid for everything. And we'll have no tax on overtime.
Yeah, okay.
It's a win-win-win.
I don't see any of that happening.
Win-win-win. Three.
Win-win,
Hey, truckers, ever find yourself miles from home, running low on your daily meds? Don't worry, we got your back. Meet Refill Genie, the telehealth service designed just for folks like us who are always on the move. Whether you're crossing state lines or hauling coast to coast, Refill Genie connects you with a licensed doctor to refill your existing prescriptions. Hassle-free, no more detours or long waits at the clinic. Just hop online, get your meds, keep on trucking. Use the code HLL for 15% off your order. So head over to refillgenie.com and keep your health in gear wherever the road takes you.
I would love to be paid by the hour, especially driving during the day. I'd actually make
driving
money.
Driving at night wouldn't be so bad anymore. We had this discussion last night. I won't go down that road because I might get a little.
Speeding.
Yeah, you want to pay me by the hour? I'll be the slowest mother guy out there.
Amen. The safest.
I would be, that's better.
There you go.
I would be the safest driver. You wouldn't get a single video out of me.
Yep.
I will set the cruise control.
We can stretch one Harrisburg turn to 4.5 hours.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes that's how one turn is in Harrisburg.
You can get two done a night, you know. Yeah.
Just set the cruise control and find the slowest asshole and get behind him. And I'm making money.
Yep. Which would be one of our guys doing the same thing.
Oh, I know the city guys. I come back at night and it's like, oh, a pit trucker. Why is he going 10 miles under the speed? Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's a city driver. He's getting paid by the hour.
Three of them coming to work every night. You know, getting off 33 to get on 70. Get out of my way. I got to go to work. My
God, it is so frustrating.
Yes.
And they're like, they look at me confused. And I guess they don't realize that I'm paid by the miles. Like, why are you running? Because like, I'm not making any money here. I've already sat for hours and hours making no money.
I'm now making $10 an hour today. Thanks.
I know. If you ever sit down and figure it out.
Maybe a dollar cost there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that a few times and I was like,
makes me want to tape my paycheck right to my chest and walk out on 309.
And a lot of city drivers, you're making so much money. I'm like, no, I'm not really. You guys are making way more money than I am.
Yeah, when your overtime starts, dude, you're doing much.
I come in at quarter after six normally, or is when I get there. And I try to be out by 7, a little earlier if I can.
Right.
A little later if I have struck.
I see the 7 o'clock. Yeah, I know. I see the 7 o'clock guys coming in. I know what they drive as far as cars. When I get back, they're all gone.
Oh, yeah.
They're already back. And I was like, and I know they made more money for that day than I did.
Yep.
I'm like, God damn it. But I want my weekends. That's the only reason I keep doing this.
I hear that.
Because my weekends were just shot when I was on nights. I can't do what you do is stay up.
Yeah.
I tried it. I'm not good at it. By like 3 p.m, I'm not good to anybody. My wife and I have gone out to eat already. That. And I fall asleep at the table.
You ever hear some of our shows after we do 3 on a Saturday?
Hang around.
Either that or you start getting
paid. We're sitting here talking one time. Show number 3.
I'm like this.
Sunshine. I'm talking to the guy because he's got.
That was before video, but it was priceless.
Thank God it was before video. Holy cow. I'm thinking to myself, what did I get myself? What did I ask him to do?
What's
this?
That noise? Is there something on a microphone?
What the freaking heck?
He saw her sawing wood.
Oh, my word.
I took a nap.
I was doing internal research.
That's why we got to that point where it's like, we can't do three anymore.
That was it's why. Over. That was why it's I said, done. You know. Have a point.
It makes it so much more interesting
than the listener.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I wasn't able to it's do that. Hard. I did it a few times where I had to stay up, you know, just because I got home so late on a Saturday morning. I just couldn't go to sleep. I had stuff to do.
Sure.
And I just, by that night, and then I was so tired, I try to go to bed. I can't sleep. I'm like, you start getting
you
that
do get to
wired
that
and yep. It's like where
get
the
a little wiry.
You can't, your brain won't turn off. Yeah, your body can't relax. I've hit those points.
So I had to come home and sleep.
No, the way I finally solved that problem, you just stop breathing.
Eventually it'll happen.
Yeah. Hey, you got a good night's sleep after that.
All the sleep I need when I'm dead.
I don't know if it's a disease, an illness or what it is, but where people can't sleep. They literally cannot sleep, and it's a medical condition, and it's like I think to myself, I get a lot of crap done and then just check out early, you know, like I could just, you know,
that's my plan.
Yeah,
I'm on your plan right now, buddy.
He is
mark
so
my words
positive.
You'll be sitting here, you know, because I'm out.
He is it's so good to have him here, you know, cause he's such a ray of sunshine.
Yeah,
you
know? 20 years of proper rest or 10 years not to sleep at all,
right?
Oh, that sounds
sounds kind of a rough 10 years, especially by the time, but by year nine, you're like,
if you just can't sleep and you don't have any of the side effects of being overly tired.
See, that would be cool.
Would be bad.
But yeah, I can't imagine. Cause I mean, I get tired and I'll stay up till about 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight. And I got up at 4:30 yesterday. And, but literally by 6 o'clock, forget it. I mean, I'm not talking. I am just sitting there watching YouTube videos or whatever Michelle wants to watch if she ever, because she doesn't watch anything. It's like, what do you want to watch? I don't care.
No,
and she literally means that too, because she doesn't watch. Because I put a movie on, like I said, all right, well, you'll like this. And the minute the movie starts, she's on her phone. I'm like,
maybe it's not her, it's you, because you have that same effect.
You pronounce that too.
It's nice. Not a me. It's nice to you. It's
nice to be loved and respected.
You know, everybody around me goes on their phone and start talking.
That would be a hilarious video, dude. That would be
your pile opens up. Yeah, okay.
You know that's gonna be like a freaking April Fool's video. I know it's gonna happen.
Tell everybody at work as soon as Brian comes walking.
Hey, Brian. Sometimes I feel that's the kind of that's kind of attitude I get from Jack. You know, my own kid.
Well, I don't got time. I got a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah. All right, Woody.
That watching the movie though, my wife does the same thing. What do you want to watch? Oh, you pick something. I pick something. No. All right. Well, you pick something. And then she likes these. She's like typical. She likes these murder shows.
Oh, okay.
She's learning how to kill me and get away with it.
That's
basically
what it is. She's doing schoolwork.
And then she gets mad when I get bored with it. And I just start going, I go on my phone or I pull out the laptop or something. She gets mad. I want you to watch this.
Why? So I know what's coming.
She watches those Dateline and I think maybe 2020 where they do the,
if she rents a boat, you might want to just check, you know what I'm saying?
Why is there a box of rat poison? We don't have a rat problem.
We don't have any rats. Why is there a barrel in the basement?
Like, she says, I have two bags of lye in the car. Can you bring them in for me?
Oh. Backs up to the quarry.
My only good thing about that, she by herself will not be able to move my big ass. So I'm pretty
that
sure
is
I'm
the beautiful
safe.
Part. I'm with you.
She's going to have to get a friend involved, and then Michelle, she's not going to get away with it.
She is
too
frail.
On her phone, so she can phone a friend.
That's true. She just texts him, hey, it's time.
Mike's sleeping. Ohio.
Pick up at 15 minutes. Non-hazardous.
Shrink wrap to a skid with black plastic.
At the curb. Lift gate only.
150 pounds.
New.
210 pounds.
We're going 150
we're
gonna
kilos. We're going to need a lift gate. We're going to need a lift gate pickup for this one.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Yeah, because that's we're all going to be there. You know that.
But
it's going to happen.
She watches these murder shows and is like, I get bored with them because I... Like, they could wrap the whole thing up in 20 minutes.
Yep.
And it turns into a two-hour-long thing. It's like, all right, after the first couple of minutes, I'm like, okay, that guy did it.
Right.
It's like, well, how do you know that? I was like, well, because they're interviewing everybody else around the thing except for that guy.
Except for him.
So he's either dead, surprise. He's in jail, or he's... I was like, so yeah, but they're just not for me. So I go on my phone. And she does the same thing. If I put... I like watching on YouTube.
Right.
Like, tractor trailer fails or my big thing now, even she gets a kick out of them, are the ice, like icy roads and stuff. Not really so much trucks, but cars doing
cars,
stupid shit.
Yeah, cars.
And it's fun to watch.
Yep.
And but then she goes on her phone or her iPad just out there. It's like, I mean, she says we sit down and watch TV together, but it's really not to get, she's watching something or I'm watching something and the other person is on
is on their phone
The phone or the iPad. It's like,
or sleeping. That's just, Michelle will usually doze off. I'm tired.
And the movies, she's like, I'll pick a movie, and then she's bored with it, or she picks a movie, and I'm bored. Like, we're getting into Hallmark Christmas movie season now.
Oh, no.
And I got to sit there and watch those things. Oh, my God.
You need to clean out your garage and start waxing some cars at that
point. Yep.
I wish the weather was nicer when
Get your garage heated so you can do it.
I didn't mind in the beginning because all these Hallmark movies, they follow the same script. And like, again, 5-10 minutes into it, I was like, okay, that's the woman that's going to fall in love with that dude. Yeah. And there's going to be about an hour into it. There's going to be a misunderstanding where they go apart. And then by the end, they're back. She's like, you're ruining the movie for me. Like, well, you're making me watch the thing.
Did you think it was going to be different?
They always end the same
30 thing. Of them we watched last year were just like that.
And they come out with 30 new ones every freaking year.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yep. Oh. I know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I don't want to.
They're starting, I think, at the end of October. Or they might even be starting in October. Every Friday night, there's a new Christmas, brand new Christmas movie.
This episode brought to you by Hallmark.
My big Friday night coming home. All right. We're going to watch a Hallmark movie.
It's a good thing you race home to come home. Work day shift so you can come home to watch a Hallmark movie.
On a Friday night. There you go. That's love.
My couch is way too comfy. I need to buy like something uncomfortable and hard. I sit in, it's like, I just go right out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
And she tapes all these things.
Do yourself a favor. Just get rid of the TV. There you
go. And that takes away what I want to watch, few things that I watch.
And you can watch everything.
That's why you have your garage. Put the TV on the garage.
Oh, that'd be nice. My garage isn't insulated and it ain't heated, so it gets cold out there.
Well, guess what?
They make heaters.
Yeah. They make heaters. They make insulation. Yeah. They give you a tax deduction.
If I ever get to redo it, that'll be raw. I want a insulated garage because then I can work on the car, do the exterior, you know, I detail cars.
Right.
So I can do that year round then.
No, if anybody locally is looking to have their car detailed.
I don't detail other people's cars. I don't even have time to do my own anymore. I did that for years. I detailed a bunch of guys' cars at work.
Well, never mind that commercial.
Yeah. And nobody wants to pay because it's the way I do it is hours and hours and hours. Wow. I did a friend of mine because he helped me I always say he helped me install my water heater. Uh-huh. He installed my water heater.
You helped him.
While I helped him carry it downstairs.
While you stood there. Because that's usually what I used to do. My brother-in-law used to work on, you know, he's a great guy, mechanic. And I'd say, hey, you know, can we work on my car? And he's like, yeah, but it wasn't like us working on my car. It was him working on my car. And I'm just standing there looking pretty.
You're like a nurse.
Yeah.
Give me a ratchet.
It was, you know, that's what you do. You know,
That's what you do.
You know, it's like,
he helped me install the size. He had a show Jeep. He had this Jeep Wrangler. Really? Wow. He bought it as a show vehicle. He just drove it. He didn't really take care of it. So I spent 16 hours on that thing.
Wow.
And I did it. I didn't charge him anything for it. But I mean, if I would charge somebody, you know, per hour or whatever, plus the $100 worth of stuff I bought for the, to do it. you know, nobody wants to pay $600-$700.
And so you did did fill out a log and submit that into work as extra hours.
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually took that Monday off because I didn't have enough hours.
Right. You had to reset.
I started detailing my car, the Hyundai, when I got it in February. I'm still detailing it because like
I was going to say, they detail it right from the dealer
it by itself.
the rain washes it.
It washes it clean every time. It's fantastic. It's that's, you know, and when you get to that point where you can't see through the windshield because like the vapors that come off of your dash that start to smolder it or smoke up or whatever it does. That's when I know it's time to clean the windshield.
Oh God.
You're good.
I figure if I got to wash this thing,
I look at it this way. That happens to my vehicle, and I'm like, why is my vehicle getting like this? I don't smoke.
I don't smoke. Right.
Okay, we're good.
It's got its porthole.
It's the plastics and everything. It over time, especially when the sun, it bakes it off. You know, it should stop. How old is that car?
11.
It's a 2011, mm-hmm. and it's still doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my Blazer, my Ford does the same thing.
Yeah. Usually, like after about a year or two, it's baked off.
It's either that or, you know, somebody's using my truck while I'm at home, you know, smoking away, you know. Cheech and Chong movie.
Maybe. My Tesla still does it, but it's gotten a lot less from when I first got it.
What's a Tesla? I mean, Elon Musk knows what he's doing with stuff.
The inside is the same as any other car, just plastics. And
I think Lisa's just smoking. That's why things happening.
She don't use my car.
She's not using it. She's just smoking it.
She don't even go out there. She doesn't even want to get up in the truck.
It's big enough to be a smoking lounge.
It is big enough to be people in the neighborhood to come over. It's an executive lounge.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
But I enjoy detailing cars. I can spend hours in a garage. You know, I just did my wife's car. I did the ceramic coating topper, you know, because before winter time.
I could give him my truck. I could drop it off in the winter. I get it sometime by July.
There you go.
I don't think I have enough. I've never done something that size. I did this freaking Jeep, which was, it barely fit into my garage because it was so high with the lift kit. And it's 16 hours. And I didn't even do.
That's crazy.
I cleaned the interior, but I didn't even detail the interior. I didn't get to do his wheels. But till I did the underbody because, you know, he drove it in some mud and everything. That was a pain in the butt. And then to paint correct the whole thing. But I enjoyed it, man. That was my whole weekend. I did 8 hours, or no, I did 10 hours on Saturday, and then I finished it up like 6 hours on Sunday.
That's crazy, dude.
But I enjoy, that's my zen. That's where I can lose myself doing that. It is. That's my meditation. Get the music playing in the garage. Nobody's Mike is me.
Wax on.
Wax on.
Literally.
Paint the fence.
Got the music playing. Oh, that's
sand the floor.
What is the best part of that? Like, I mean, what is the draw? What's the best part that you find for yourself?
I guess it's just
relaxation or whatever.
Somebody brings.
I'm not watching a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I've got an excuse.
Somebody brings me a car that obviously isn't loved or taken care of very well, and then when they pick it up, this isn't Mike. I mean, my wife had a friend. She moved down to Florida.
She doesn't have her anymore. She's not a friend.
No, she moved to Florida.
She moved to Florida.
Pay attention.
But
follow along.
Doesn't mean you can't
watch
be friends.
The bouncing ball.
You don't have friends in Florida?
No, I got a brother.
Oh, okay.
She bought a Mercedes as a C-Class.
Right, her and cheaper. Janis Joplin.
These old references.
You like how that just comes flying right out?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
She came over to my house. Oh, God. I think it was for Halloween. My wife was getting her makeup done for her outfit. So she came over and was doing her hair and everything. And you know, I said, I'll clean your car.
How much makeup does a witch need?
She was a go-go dancer is what she was.
Ooh.
So they did the full, like, it was amazing. But she was a cosmetologist. That's what she did.
You drop her off at Herbs?
No, I should have made some money.
Can you let the guy finish his story?
I'm just thinking.
Keep
just
telling her only here. Fans, I could cut my hours way back. All you got to do is sit at home and
we're
going to
start an OnlyFans page here at Hammer Lane Legend.
Yeah, you were talking about a stripper ball.
Yeah.
$10 prescription. No, hello, pay $25.
That's right.
Watch.
But I'll go back to the Mercedes.
Please do.
She brought it over. She was a smart. I opened up that car door. This car was only a year old, and it looked like a hobo lived in it for 10 years. I was like, nope. And I washed a car for her, but I was like, but then she brought it back, and I did the car, and it just, she's like, this isn't my car. It's like, that's what I get out of it. And I never let our vehicles get that
this
bad.
This is my car. You're right.
I traded it in. You're just over by the dumpster. Yeah,
how are you working on it? It's like
the raccoons dragged it over there.
That's what I get out of doing the cars. Is like, I did Tony Rossetti's heat when he had his fire or his Trans Am years and years ago. I did his. I did Donnie Bassler had a Jeep, Grand Cherokee. I did it because I enjoyed doing it. I didn't charge anybody that much money, you know, but you spend, you know, 8-9 hours just doing a basic clean and a wash wax. I use ceramics coatings now.
Right.
And that alone, just to paint correct, polish, and then do the ceramic coating, you're looking at 10 hours.
Wow.
Just to do that. Not alone anything on the interior. And it can even take more time depending on the car.
Wow.
You pick it up, start it up, go down a block, somebody hits you with no insurance, it's all for what?
Yeah, pretty much. That correction.
Now he cries.
No, I didn't. As long as I got my money, I'm not crying.
That paint correcting and the carbon stuff?
It's ceramic coating.
Yeah. Didn't save it.
No.
It's still...
Well, that's what a lot of people
George say. Thurgood here. As long as I got my money.
There you go. And I got paid to do it.
Friday.
I got paid for it. I was like, I don't care.
Mike's just pulling out the Pink Floyd, you know, money.
Yeah, but it's never enough.
Well, that's a given. None of us are Donald Trump or Rockefeller or, you know.
Because that's ceramic. Look,
some people just get rid of the car when the paint fades. That's new to me.
That's this guy. I got a daughter who she gets a car and it looks like she lives in it. It literally looks like she lives. I mean, I walk by her car. I'm like, what could she possibly have in there? Everything.
And anything.
And anything. It's Jimmy Hoffa. I'm like, I don't get it. My wife is like that, too. And she listened to this.
She don't listen to this show.
Yes, she started listening.
Why?
Because I put a bug in her ear.
Why? You want one more listener?
Yes.
One more download. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like...
Well, now you got a sense of yourself.
In your car? Well, I had stuff. My mom gave me this, and this is that.
A guy at work, I'm not going to mention any names, but he used to fueler. He used to be a fueler, and he was fast. Yeah. Figure out who that was. At Pitt, Ohio. And if you ever look inside of his car, one time it was pouring out. I was on my motorcycle. It was pouring out. I was like, I don't want to drive. So he gave me a ride home because he lived near me.
Right.
What he had to do to make room for me and not his car. He had a little SUV. I don't know what he drives now.
Right.
He had to take armfuls and have throw it in the back seat.
Wow.
Out of the front seat. Like it was, and it was coffee cups and bags. And I mean, it was up to the level of the dashboard.
Get the heck out.
Oh my God. Wow. I get annoyed when I look in my truck and somebody had the windows open,
right?
And or like the fueler would park the truck with the
and it's dust inside.
Yep. I can't do dust. I will stop everything, and I gotta clean the dust. That's just me. I wish I wasn't so, like that.
Nothing wrong with that? Because you're gonna be breathing that in
I got this phobia, and this is why I knew about your window. As soon as I pull in the yard, for some reason to back in, I gotta have both windows down. Just a weird thing. I've always done it, you know. And then, I knew his window didn't go down, but, you know, same thing. I'll just drive with the windows down, and I'll park the truck, and that's it, and same thing.
I didn't even know the window didn't go down because I never put it down.
You're right.
The passenger side?
Yeah, passenger side. Yeah, mm-hmm. This side I'll put down.
Yeah, because I rode up on a VIR, no power to the right door. And he's like a day or two later, what the hell are you talking about? I says, yeah, your mirror don't work. The power window don't go down. He says, well, I never do that. I don't use them.
I never adjust the mirror once it's adjusted for me. I never adjust it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was good for me, but I was like, I'm just trying. No, you got nothing over there. There got to be a broken wire.
That could have been months. And I just never even knew because I never, it's either the air conditioner or the heater's on. You know, I don't roam with the windows down because a lot of times you're sitting in traffic and shit, get the diesel stink in there from a truck. There's always some guy, some super trucker in a big diesel pickup truck that loves rolling coal right beside you and a black smoke comes in.
I don't run it with my windows down at all anymore. after the bat flew in and whacked the back window in the truck. That's it. My windows are up all the time. They're only down when I'm backing in. That's it.
I had a bird in my truck one time. I never had a bat in it, yep, though.
Scared the living poop out of me. I was going almost in Harrisburg.
Did you kill it?
Yeah. Which thankfully it was dead. Like it wasn't flopping around on the floor. Because holy crap, that would have been like, oh, we're stopping.
Holy right here crap, Batman.
That'd have been like, whoa. You know,
Tell Dean, why did you go in a ditch? There was a freaking there was a bat.
It had a wingspan.
It had a wingspan like that. Scared the poop out of me.
I guess.
And my windows went up. That was it. Never again. Never again.
I had a bird in my tractor, but it wasn't while I was driving. It's when I had my wind. It was it Norristown or Harrisburg? One of the two. I was sitting there and I was waiting. I think it was Harrisburg. I had to wait. I was doing a combo on the way back from Washington. Both windows are down and I come out and I get in there and I hear this like this flutter. Like, I don't see anything. And I look down on the thing. There's a freaking bird sitting down by my cooler, a little like functional little guy. I was like, how the hell am I going to get this? I can't drive it.
Good luck.
I opened up both doors and I'm like making noise. He wouldn't freaking move. That little bastard drove back to Allentown with me. And then I finally.
I would have grabbed the guy on the interstate. Oh, you got wings. Fly, baby.
I ain't touching it. Freaking out. That's how I am. I put my gloves on to take that bat out.
Bird flu, man. I don't need to be patient zero.
I don't need to be Mr. COVID here. You know, I just don't need it. No.
Wuhan Brian.
Yeah, I was not. Yeah, I wasn't even close to a wet market or anything like that where I could sell this bat.
Wow, inside. I've hit bats with the truck already.
Yeah, I mean, I've hit birds. I've hit, they
explode.
You know, yeah, but I had the window down. And it came in right behind my head, like it hit the window. I was like, thank God it didn't hit me.
Yeah,
because that would have freaked me out.
Yeah. That's why I don't run my windows open anymore. Nope. Because I had a bug, a bee or something come in.
That's all it takes.
It, my whole face swelled up.
I bet.
Because it hit me. I was doing my 65.
Right.
And this thing right below my eye, too. If that would have hit my freaking eye, I would have been in trouble.
Well, I'll teach you to keep your head out the window while you're driving.
I was just kind of sitting off to the side there. Like, I thought something did hit my eye.
Right.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's it. Windows are up. And now air conditioning. Our trucks have AC. They have good heat. I don't need anything else.
If it's starting to get a little bit chilly, you know, like you start your night and it's warmer, and you have the AC.
Yeah, I had the AC on. It was 58 degrees outside the other night.
Well, yeah, you just turn the heat the knob up.
I just warm it up.
AC
a little bit.
Stays on.
Yep.
If you run these cars that if you have an auto setting on the car, your AC compressor is going all the time.
Oh,
okay. You know, whatever temperature you set it at, that thing's running all the time. So I leave it on. It's on there. And they always said it's really bad not to run your AC because if it sits all winter and you don't use it, then, you know, everything leaks out. I run it all year long.
That's good to know. I'll run it every now and then.
Because I have both of my wife does it on her car, too. You just hit auto, set it to the temperature you want. It's like set it, forget it. You don't have
to. Yeah, but it runs. The AC compressor kicks on even if you put the defroster on.
Yeah. It's just because it's trying to get the moisture out.
Right.
You know, it's the whole thing. And the AC compressor does that. Yeah. That's why you see all the moisture dripping out of the damn thing.
Yep. Yep. It's a beautiful thing.
Like a dehumidifier for the cars.
It is. Yeah. It's like a portable dehumidifier because it's in your car.
Because, years ago, I guess it's gotten better, but years ago, if you wouldn't use your air conditioning all winter, of course, then come springtime, you go to turn it on.
Compressor froze up.
It either froze up or all the refrigerant leaked out of it.
Yeah. And you're just blowing hot air.
But if I forget who told me that. If you run it a couple times throughout the winter just to keep everything circulating.
Makes sense. Does it keep the
juices
hoses
flowing?
Yeah, but does it keep the hoses?
Hoses
moisture or whatever.
The hoses are going to rot.
Probably just the bearings in the compressor. You know, bearings, or the bearings keeps everything. But I think it spins all the time. Anyway.
Keeps it running. I agree. I think it's a good idea. Let that be our PSA for the day.
Yeah,
use your air conditioning
throughout the winter.
Hell with fuel economy. Use that.
Exactly. You know what? It depends on where you're driving. If you're on the highway, it's no more efficient to keep your windows down as it is to drive with the air conditioner running.
Yeah, that's what they.
Plus, it's less noisy.
Yeah, it's less noisy. You can actually hear the radio.
Right.
And if you don't want to hear the people in the car, just open the windows. Because that'll work.
Just turn the radio up loud.
I find just opening up. I find just opening up the doors and pushing them out also works.
It does. And if you run with Shipper, he does not usually work. He doesn't listen to the radio. He does not listen to radio at all.
Yeah, like, I don't know how you do that. Although, you know what? I can do it in my car when I'm going to and from work.
Well, you're in your car for 5 minutes from your house to work.
Well, 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm gotta get the traffic report.
I got an hour ride,
but
dude.
Even driving out here, I didn't have the radio on the whole way. I can do that, but in the truck,
yeah,
I gotta have something on. It,
right.
You know, and most of the time I'll have something playing.
These
in the
new
car,
Macs have enough rattles to keep you busy.
Oh God, dude, they
do have enough rattles.
Holy!
I got one up above on the right hand side there where that panel is. It's got to be a box that they didn't bolt back in.
Right.
It's banging against the plastic and the hood rattle. Bang it.
Those clamps on the hoods. Holy crap.
And they solved that. They went back to the $5 straps that they had for 40 years now. Yeah,
but I don't have one of those.
Right. Well, your next truck will have it.
The deck plates are missing how many of the things to hold on it?
Just twisted almost off.
I wrote it up. He's like, oh, it's fine. It's held on there. He's like,
sort of. Mm-hmm. It goes flying one day.
Oh, well, that's what happened. I went back there one time to take a leak. You know, I was still driving at night. And my foot went down in because it's separated.
Wow.
I'm lucky I caught myself. It's like,
it's a drop.
There's supposed to be like four bolts, I think, on each one of those plates.
Right, right.
I think one only has two and the other has three, and they just kind of migrated to one side or another. They'll just go over there, tighten them up a little bit. We're good.
That's crazy. I looked at yours and it's crooked.
Yeah, my exhaust stack too is cracked.
Really?
And I said, well, it's all right. I ain't going nowhere.
Safety first.
You're not going to feel it when it breaks off.
You'll hear it.
Yeah.
It'll hit the, like, what was that noise? It was back in
the car.
You see that now when the turbo hose flies off.
Of course,
that noise.
That'll happen when you're in the left lane.
Yeah.
In the car in the right lane.
Yeah. You ever blow a turbo on one of the tractors?
I have. Well, I haven't blown the turbo, but I blew the hose off.
Oh, no, I blew the turbo. They should make that an alarm sound because that was god awful sound. And the amount of oil and shit flew out of the exhaust is one of the older CH trucks, the CH Max. Oh, my, the oil was all down the wind, all down the trailer and everything. Wow. It took off like a shot, though, for a while, man. It's like it had all kinds of power, and then it had nothing.
Yeah, well, that's life. Life without a turbo.
I limped it into a gas station, and they had to come get it.
Wow.
But that was a god-awful sound. That and blowing a front tire, a steer tire.
I've never done that either. Oh. Knock on wood. Don't want to do it.
I did that up on 80 a couple years ago. It wasn't even my truck. I had somebody else's truck, and going across a bridge. And I heard a bang, and I was like, what was that? And all of a sudden, the wheel gets like, I mean, I just turned left.
Wow.
I don't know how. Thank God there's nobody in the left lane because I was going over a bridge.
That's what happens down in Talladega on NASCAR there. You just turn left all night long.
I was like, I was waiting to hear the hit to the wall.
Right.
But I was like, you're not supposed to do this, but I had both hands on one side of the wheel trying to turn it straight, and I got straightened out, and boy, the rim was just, I called in to get a service call.
You better bring another rim.
Yeah.
I got a flat rim. I got a blown tire and a flat rim.
This rim ain't going to make it no more.
I saw a person doing that going up 81, going to Hazleton out of Harrisburg one night.
A truck or a car?
A car. They literally blew the tire was gone. You hear this loud, like, what the freaking heck is that? And my windows were closed. And I could hear this. And I look over and I'm like, what the freaking heck? His front steer tire is on the driver's side was gone. He's driving on the rim, on the highway. Not like he's on the side of the road. He's driving. And I'm like, does he not know?
Beep, beep.
Like, he's got to know. I can hear it. He's got to know.
Yeah, but
car's pulling a left for some reason. I
couldn't figure. I'm like,
watch some of the police chases on YouTube.
Yeah.
How far they make it with four tires blown. You see spark. I mean, it's like driving on ice.
Yeah.
Because it's like they have no control, but they're going for miles.
Well, the other night going down to Cherry Hill, I was on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Well, you were pulled aside.
No, you weren't on the phone.
The car, all of a sudden, I saw sparks. I'm like, the hell? And he starts going over the shoulder. I'm like, well, left lane here. And I get past him, Now I'm passing the tire.
Oh, jeez.
Lost the right front. Just took off. I'm like, whoa.
The freaking
stuff. And I watched it hit the wall, and it bounced out, and it came out in the left lane. I says, oh, man, somebody's going to get a surprise real soon.
How about
it? I've seen some of those where the cars hit it, and they get flung up into the air because they run over a wheel spin. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy.
This wheel laid down flat, and on the Schuylkill, the sections there by the Conshohocken curve, no lights whatsoever. I'm like, somebody gonna get a rude awakening.
Good morning.
Yes,
that's what took me out on the turnpike that one night. Somebody lost a tire and a wheel. Came around the corner right before Somerset. Came around the corner. I was like, what is that? I was like, and there's a truck right there that I'm passing. I was like, oh well, I did one of these things. And it ripped the drain plug off the air tank right underneath the step. I was like, it was starting pissing air bad. I was like, I mean, I could feel the truck like starting to grab. I managed to whip it over and get over to the side before the brakes just lost all the air pressure. Cause the trailer was starting to do this. It was jerking. Cause I didn't have any air pressure. It was just coming right out there. And then the guy come and he just put like a cork in it basically. Uh-huh. And then I fall into the shop and he had to re-thread it. It just ripped the whole thing right out.
Wow.
And the poor, I think it was ABF that was behind me. He's like, yeah, we had to stop and help ABF. Apparently, I kicked the tire up in the air and it took out his radiator right in the front of the truck.
Wow.
He was right behind me. Because I seen like lights swerving and everything behind me, but I was too worried about my own stuff.
Yeah, you got your own crap going on.
And then for a couple of minutes, no other traffic was coming. I was like, oh boy.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks. It was a car tire. It wasn't like it was a truck tire.
Yeah,
it took me out of the game.
Right. And ABF.
Because I think I hit it with my front tire because it jerked my wheel and I just came up and it sheared off that knob.
The knob, the little nipple there.
Yeah, where you have this, the rope to pull to drain the tanks. It just pulled that out and I think it ripped the turn signal off on the trailer.
Wow. Too.
But I had no other damage.
Wow. That is just crazy.
A tire laying in a row, even a regular tire can do some damage if you run over that.
Yep.
I ran over a tire, like
just
an old
tire must by have itself. Fallen, just fallen the tire. Off.
It was a truck tire. And boy, that really rocked the damn truck too. I just didn't have anywhere to go, but it didn't do any damage or anything.
That's good.
That I could see.
Yeah.
That was when the trucks didn't have bumpers this far off the freaking ground. So I was it able to amazing, go over top it? Of it.
Yeah. I said, you know, you just think to yourself sometimes, lift everything underneath up.
So
that's not all hanging down. You know what I mean?
It's aerodynamic.
That's okay.
You know, that's why they do it.
That's why they do it.
It's crazy.
You know, that way your tractor gets 10 miles a gallon.
Whose tractor gets 10 miles a gallon? Well, I guess that seems to be driving in the city. Slow down. It's hard on the gas, hard on the brake. Don't want to get a video. I don't get nowhere near that. But they can't even change the oil in the trucks without taking the bumper ends off.
Yeah.
To do the PMs on it and everything because they're so low to the ground.
Well, no, it's that they can get in front of the steering axle, the steering wheel. Because Joe does that just to take, you know, just so they can stand in front of him instead of him actually taking the time to turn the wheel so they can get in. Oh. It's just easier taking the front two ends off.
That's why they all rattle and they don't, the fog lights, if you see them at night.
Yep, and you can usually tell if they did a PM because one fog light's not plugged in. One driving light's not plugged in.
Mine just go like they're just constantly shaking like you're in a disco. You give somebody an epileptic fit watching this down the road because
strobe light
just vibrate.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, guys, this has been fun.
Wrap it up. Goodbye.
Yep.
That's a hell of a sign up.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Get off.
Yep. He's a thoughtful guy. You know, he's going to be fun in his old age. Well, he's there. So
I'm there.
Yeah.
His old age.
So anyway. It was great seeing you again, Mike. Thanks for coming in and having to spend some time with us. It's good to have you on here as a co-host, man. So I'm just really enjoying this. It's fantastic because, you know, somebody to talk to now.
I didn't pick up my phone once.
Well behaved.
Thank you.
So we hope you enjoyed this show. And if they enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do?
Ask Mike.
Share the show.
Thank you, Mike. Well played.
He's get the good boy points.
Share the show. Share it with everybody. Share it with anybody on any social media platform. And on your
Accelerate
phone.
In the hammer lane. Good night.
Accelerate in the hammer lane. Should we just say keep the hammer down?
whatever.
In the Himalayas.
Whatever.
I think that's
same thing.
That's the sign off thing.
Peace out.
It's the official thing.
Peace out.
Peace out. He's in a hurry.
He's got to pee.
He's apparently badly.
No, we got to do that other thing.
That other thing.
No, this other thing.
The other thing.
Well, everybody, take care of yourselves. Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Ciao.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.